Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this beautiful, messy, sometimes chaotic world of having an ADHD brain, but doing it with grace, intention, and a whole lot of soul. Today's episode is all about finding that sweet spot between structure and flexibility because let's be real, living with ADHD can feel like riding a bucking bronco half the time. Ever felt that constant internal battle? You know, the one where your brain screams for freedom to just go with the flow, but also desperately craves routine and predictability to keep things somewhat together. That's the ADHD dance, my friends. It's a tightrope walk between embracing spontaneity and setting boundaries to avoid complete meltdown. So how do we find that balance? Here are five key takeaways that have seriously changed the game for me. First, ditch the one-size-fits-all approach to structure. Stop comparing yourself to those Pinterest perfect planners with their color-coded schedules and bullet journals. ADHD brains thrive on variety and novelty. Instead, think about building a flexible framework, maybe some loose guidelines for weekdays, more freedom on weekends, or designated focus zones in your space. Remember, it's not about rigid rules, it's about creating intentional patterns that work for you. Second, embrace the power of microstructure. Don't get overwhelmed by trying to plan your entire week down to the minute. Break things down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Instead of clean the whole house, try spend 15 minutes tidying the kitchen. Little wins add up. And don't underestimate the power of small rituals to anchor your day. It could be a mindful breathing practice in the morning, a cup of tea before bed, or even just putting on a specific playlist when you need to focus. Third, recognize that flexibility isn't about saying yes to everything. It's about honoring your energy levels and needs. You know that feeling when you just can't muster up the willpower to stick to your schedule? It happens to all of us. Instead of fighting it, acknowledge it and adjust. Take a break, do something enjoyable, and come back to your tasks when you feel more energized. Fourth, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you get out of bed on time? Did you finish that project that's been looming over you? Give yourself a pat on the back. Those little victories fuel our motivation and keep us going. Remember, progress isn't always linear, so be kind to yourself on those days when things don't go as planned. Finally, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. Finding balance takes time, experimentation, and a whole lot of self-compassion. What works for one person might not work for another, so trust your intuition, be patient with yourself, and keep exploring what feels right for you. Think about a time when you've had to make a big decision, maybe a career change, a relationship shift, or even just choosing between two different weekend plans. Ever feel that internal tug of war? The part of you craving structure and stability versus the side wanting to embrace the unknown? That's us ADHD brains. We crave both the comfort of routine and the thrill of spontaneity. This is where mindfulness comes in. Taking a moment to truly listen to our inner voice, those whispers that guide us towards what feels right, can help us make decisions that honor both sides of our nature. So, how do we bring all this wisdom together? Remember, structure isn't your enemy, it's your best friend when you learn to use it in a way that supports your unique ADHD brain. Embrace flexibility as your superpower. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep learning and growing. This journey of finding balance is a never-ending adventure, but trust me, it's an incredible one. Remember to share your experiences with us on social media, tag at ADHD, but make it spiritual and let's create a community that celebrates the beautiful chaos of ADHD living. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.